Hello, I'm Karen. I'm a guide here at Rough Point. I want to share with you my favorite item in this magnificent collection. The first time I saw her, I fell in love with her, and I think you'll enjoy knowing more about the painting and the artist who painted her.
Would you like to venture a guess? Who is the painter? What is he trying to tell us? To answer these questions, let's look closely at the details of the portrait. The subject is drenched with pearls on her headdress, earrings, double and triple strands on her neck and wrists, her gorgeous gown. Her face is luminous and that of a young girl. Aside from the jewels, there is a beautiful fabric draped across her gown. Everything about this portrait speaks to wealth, nobility, and class. On our first glance, you may have thought it was this painting, The Girl with the Pearl Earring by Johannes Vermeer. There are similarities. Let's look at them. Both of these women are young. Both are highly attractive. Both are wearing pearls. But why pearls? Because they signified wealth and were worn by the burgher class in Amsterdam, who were gaining money and significance due to the Dutch prominence in world trade during the 1600s. Remember the Dutch West and East Indies Trading Company? That's where most of the money came from. Here is the artist of our painting, Ferdinand Bol. He was born in 1616. He was the son of a surgeon, and Bol gained fame as a Dutch painter, etcher, and draftsman. After 1630, he studied with Rembrandt, living in his house, located in an area for painters, jewelers, and architects. In 1641, Bol started his own studio. After leaving Rembrandt's studio, he began to develop his own technique. He is known for his portrait art and the detailed characterization of his sitters. Bol went to more color and detail. There is also an elegance to the subject, and his work became very popular. In fact, by the mid-1660s, he was receiving more commissions than any other artist in Amsterdam, even Rembrandt. Now that you know about the artist, think about what this painting tells you. Who is she? Unfortunately, we don't know her name. We think she was probably a model rather than the daughter or wife of a wealthy and well-known merchant. Doris Duke, the owner of Rough Point, purchased the painting in 1971 at auction in New York City. We don't know the reason of the purchase, but imagine that she was quite taken by the beauty of the subject, the artistry of the painter, and the fact that the subject was immersed in pearls. As both Doris and her mother Nanaline Duke wore pearls frequently, Doris and her parents collected the works of 16th, 17th, and 18th century portrait artists. Lady in Pearls remains in Rough Point's Great Hall, taking her rightful place amongst the other world-famous masterpieces in this house.
We hope you enjoy her.